Joe's News Today.
Is it the Biden crime family being completely exposed in ways we didn't even know? There's actually new information developing on this now. Apparently there's another phone. Biden had another phone. Joe Biden, that is, had another phone. And this one was paid for by Hunter Biden's firm. I guess that's so Joe Biden could have a communication device that wasn't being tracked by the U.S. government. Sounds familiar. Sounds familiar. Is he going to smash that with a hammer? Is he going to bleach bit all the data off of that? And we all knew that Hunter Biden had a sex addiction. Now we know that he was using his sex club membership. Sex club. Hey, you want to go down to the club? Thinking about maybe your gym, maybe a rec center, maybe some sort of a lodge, a gentleman's group. No, not Hunter Biden. If Hunter Biden says, let's go to the club, bring a shot of penicillin with you. If Hunter Biden says, let's go to the club, well, he might have some other things in mind. Here's what's incredible, though. We now have multiple FBI whistleblowers, multiple IRS whistleblowers, and it's the same story. They're just behind the scenes like, wow. Look at all this information we have on the Bidens, and we keep being told to go after Trump. Okay. And then they become whistleblowers. They go to members of Congress, House Republicans, and they say, here's what's going on. Here's the investigation into Hunter Biden. Here's what you need to subpoena. Here's what you need to know. They have all the documents. This is who. This is what you need to subpoena. There you go. And then the House Republicans do that, and Merrick Garland stonewalls, and Chris Wray stonewalls, as they are protecting the Bidens. And then it's the same at the IRS. People at the IRS see all of this going on. And they say, hey, you know, by the way, there's some other stuff you should know about the Bidens. So there's really never been anything like this before, at least in modern American history. Multiple FBI whistleblowers, multiple IRS whistleblowers, blowing the whistle on the Biden crime family, just stunned behind the scenes at what's going on. And it might be one thing if they weren't engaged in the continued political persecution of Donald Trump, then maybe they wouldn't be blowing the whistle. They'd say, well, just another day in Washington, D.C. But it's so bad. And then you could even say the state of the country is so bad. NBC poll, 74% of voters are deeply dissatisfied and say nation is on the wrong track. Well, you know, Americans work at the IRS. Americans work at the FBI. So America is on the wrong track for them, too. And they know how dangerous it is right now with Joe Biden in the White House for their future. But it's funny, if you go through the news all weekend, I was monitoring the mainstream news. Barely a blip, but they did mention it. And even mentioning it is more than they usually do. How can they keep this under wraps, folks? IRS, FBI whistleblowers, calling out the Biden crime family. I don't know how this one goes away.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, it's Monday. You have one job. And that is to not grab the prostitute's ass at the sex club. Darn it, Hunter! Darn it, Hunter! Hunter Biden kicked out of $10,000 sex club for grabbing women's asses, acting like a spoiled child. Boy, we are starting to get a picture into the Biden crime family, aren't we? Let's recall Me Too movement. Me Too. Me Too. Me Too. No, not that. Let's recall that the Secret Service used to have issues with grabby Bidens as well. You know, the Secret Service used to have birthday parties and they'd bring their wives along. They'd bring their children along. And apparently the Bidens were getting awfully handsy. You know, if the Biden sees somebody they like, Biden sees your wife. Hell, maybe they might be pansexual. Hunter Biden's probably pansexual. I mean, let's be honest. If he can stick his you-know-what inside of it, he's probably down. He's probably down. The Secret Service couldn't even do birthday parties anymore because the Bidens would come around their wives and children and get handsy. So it's kind of like what you've seen on C-SPAN with Joe Biden grabbing little boys, little girls, grabbing their crotches, nibbling on their necks. It's kind of like that, except it's Secret Service wives, children at parties. So they just said, you know what? We can't do these parties anymore. The Bidens show up and they take liberties with our loved ones. So we're just going to go ahead and cancel that. But getting serious here on this Monday, June 26, 2023 edition of the Alex Jones Show, Owen Troyer filling in for Alex. Honor, a privilege to be here. The mystery still remains into the Biden crime family. Why did Hunter Biden leave his laptop at a computer repair shop? Was he really that out of his mind? Was he really that bombed out, drugged out of his mind? Was that really what happened, or did he do it intentionally? What about Ashley Biden leaving her diary? I mean, folks, we're talking about the most, I mean, I don't know if you would say prized possessions, but certainly private possessions. When you're talking about a diary, when you're talking about your personal computer. So their most private possessions, Ashley Biden leaves her diary at a house she's renting to be discovered. Hunter Biden leaves his laptop at a computer repair shop to be discovered. Is that really on accident? And then it just opens up now with the IRS and the FBI covering up for the Bidens. And sure, in this window of time, it's about the Bidens, but it's really about the double standard where the connected, the well-connected politically, the DC elite class is above the law. And they get to commit all types of crimes that you couldn't even imagine. But you got to be on your best behavior. You know, the border's wide open, but you better watch yourself. Sanctum sex club founder banned after naming Hunter Biden as former member. yeah, you're not supposed to let America know what the Bidens are doing. But see, when you understand how most of the D.C. political class that you're dealing with are a bunch of addicts, including sex addicts, starts to make a little bit more sense. Their priorities start to make a little bit more sense. Their activities and the way the country is going starts to make a little bit more sense. Like, for example, did you see any of the Pride parades from over the weekend? Gradually getting worse, gradually getting more out of hand, and it's reaching a point now where if they're allowed to do this for another 5 years, if you take your children anywhere near a pride march, one of these gay kink leather daddies or one of these transsexual walking dildos is just going to scoop your kid up and say, it's mine now. I'm taking this child home. I'm going to have my way with it. And if you don't like that, you're a homophobe. You're a transphobe. You say, that's insane. Is it? Do you have any idea what's going on at these pride parades? You probably don't want to. But thanks to the independent journalists that are out there, we now have the footage. Folks, they are running around the streets of Seattle, New York City. They are completely naked. They are in all kinds of sex gimp and odd costumes and furries. And they run up to children and they do sexual gyrations, sexual dances while completely nude. Completely nude. And they walk right up to children and they put their stinking asses right in their face. You say, well, that just can't be. They wouldn't do that. Folks, these are deranged lunatics that have been left off the leash. There is a reason why societies and civilizations have rules and laws and expectations. And that's what this is all about. This is about removing everything that builds successful civilization, everything that builds prosperous societies, and just saying, you, the deranged lunatics, you, the sexual deviants, you are free. Go into the streets. Go grab the children. You now can have the ways and means to control the future. All you got to do is be sex perverts, and we're going to give you a whole month, and we're going to fly the flag. It's sick. So, I don't know, maybe we'll show you videos of liberals dancing naked in front of children sexually for Pride Parade. So if this continues for 5 more years, if you take your child anywhere near a Pride Parade, that child is going to get probably scooped up and kidnapped. And when you get it back, it's not going to be the same. I am dead serious. Because this is their moment of conquering. That's what this represents. What do you do when you conquer a nation? I mean, hell, what do pirates do when they abscond with your ship? They fly their flag. What do nations do when they conquer a land? They fly their flag. And then what comes next? The partying, the rituals, the debauchery, the destruction of the civilizations that were there before. The destruction of artifacts and history and monuments, that's what you're seeing. But see, the Globo Homo movement, the gay pride parade people, they don't even know who they're really working for. They don't even know what they're really doing. They've just always felt ashamed for the right reason because they stick their male member in exit holes. So yeah, keep that kind of stuff yourself. Well, now they're told, no, go out and be proud. Go out and do it in the streets. Go out and find a child to sexualize. You are free. You run the country now. You control the planet now. And so that's what this is. So they see their flag flown and they say, we have conquered this nation. And now you get to see their complete degeneracy, deviancy, and debauchery on display in public for children. But when you talk about this, you're a crazed conspiracy theorist, even though it's all right there on video. So we got that coming up. And then we've got a big guest coming up today on the situation in Russia. And we're going to go through the timeline of events and then get former Senator Richard Black on with us to talk about what he thinks is going on in Russia. But I've also got all the news on that as well. Bunch of video clips, and we may be hearing from Alex Jones today on the Alex Jones Show as well.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Super Female Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect to the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Jones Show. Owen Troyer sitting in. And we're joined now by Virginia State Senator Richard Black. And we're going to be getting into the issues happening in Russia, as well as some of this, I don't even know what you would call it, going on at these pride parades now. It's beyond perversion and deviancy, perhaps just straight up demonic behavior now. But Senator Richard Black joins me. Let's start on the Russia issue. And let me just kind of lay this out in a series of headlines and get your response, because it just shows here how the media falls into traps and what makes it so easy for people like Putin to trick the West into traps, because they're just so easily baitable and deceivable. So late last week, it says Putin is on his way out. Wagner Group's coup is game changer for Putin, and all this stuff about Putin's done. And then 2 days later, Putin's stronger than ever. He's got the military group, the Wagner Group, back on his side, and the U.S. intelligence knew about it in advance. Well, gee, that's awfully suspicious. So, Senator Richard Black, what is your opinion on this crazy series of events that has gone down in Russia in the last week?
Well, it's been a very wild time. Evgeny Prigozhin led an attempted coup against the government in Russia, and he actually seized the headquarters at Rostov-on-Don. I don't think there was any resistance because there was nothing out of the ordinary. Troops are coming in and out all the time, and he captured a couple of generals very easily. But it's important to understand, Prigozhin is a very unique guy. He's a mercurial narcissist, and he created quite a number of enemies by constantly denigrating the Russian army. And he did this to magnify his own accomplishments. Prigozhin is the head of the Wagner Group, which is a very large mercenary force, and it was augmented by a large number of criminals released from prisons to fight in the Ukraine war. This is a man who fights for money, not for patriotism, and he has been a major headache for Moscow since early in the war. Now, what happened is Prigozhin became a very popular figure in Russia because with vital help from the Russian army, he led the attack to drive Ukraine out of Bakhmut. And this was the biggest victory in Europe since World War II. It was a tremendous victory and a tremendous defeat for Ukraine. Now, what happened is this made him so popular that he began flexing his muscles and disparaging the Russian soldiers who had fought, disparaging the general staff. And he seriously undermined Russian unity of command, because he was just sort of a freewheeling actor who came and went as he pleased. So now this is a guy who had also called for Russia to be transformed into something resembling the North Korean dictatorship. And of course, it's anything but that. It's basically a society of constitution and laws. But the army just despised the man for belittling their sacrifices. And so after the battle for Bakhmut was over, the high command sidelined him. And so he was not involved in preparations for the defense against this long-awaited Ukrainian counteroffensive. And the counteroffensive began several weeks ago, and it has failed. The Ukrainian army has slammed into a Russian wall of steel that involved masterfully constructed Russian defenses. They encountered superbly trained Russian forces, and the Russians were very effective at combined arms integration, integrating air and ground combat, just tremendous intelligence system. And so the Russian army at this point stands on the verge of an enormous victory over Ukraine in the counteroffensive. This conceivably could be the battle that ends the war. And all the while, Prigozhin, who was this enormous public figure during the battle for Bakhmut, found himself out of the spotlight, and he risked a very serious erosion of power and popularity. So he saw time was slipping away and felt he had to act quickly. So he tried to convince the Wagner Group to follow him on what he called a sort of a quest for justice against some generals that he had a grudge with in Moscow. And so about half of the Wagner Group followed him. Not many of the officers, but many of the troops did. Now, there were only the smallest number of people who clearly understood that they were even headed ultimately for Moscow, and that their ultimate goal might evolve and morph into a coup to overthrow President Putin himself. Now, Putin is very, very popular in Russia, and so Prigozhin was always reluctant to directly criticize him. But in any event, so you have this army going, and it may have had as many as 10 or 15,000. We don't know for sure, but apparently only about half of the Wagner Group agreed to follow him in the first place. So what happens, it almost has a little of the air of sort of a raucous protest, but it was very serious, and the Russian high command launched a very significant air attack to try to stop Prigozhin. Now, his troops were moving in vehicles headed towards Moscow. These were typically armored vehicles. And so the Russian high command attacked them, and the Wagner troops fired on the oncoming helicopters and also a very large intelligence gathering aircraft, and they managed to shoot down a number of these aircraft.
Senator Black, we are up against a break. Hold that thought, and we'll continue this informative breakdown on the other side of the break.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something, and boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. We have 3 original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all 3 toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we've got one more segment here with Virginia State Senator Richard Black, and you were just getting into the details of what was going on in the last 5, 7 days with the Prigozhin Wagner Group. Now, let me get into a more specific issue here since we have limited time. It's come out now. U.S. intelligence knew of Wagner plot days in advance, even briefed Congress. U.S. spies learned in mid-June Prigozhin was planning armed action in Russia. So let me ask you this. To me, I read this with potentially 2 separate outcomes, but maybe both possible at the same time. Does the CIA or the U.S. intelligence agencies have spies inside the Wagner Group? A. And then B, what are the chances that Vladimir Putin just ate the U.S. government's lunch, got the CIA to fund Prigozhin's rebellion in Moscow, only for it to flop? When they got that intelligence, they decided they would fund it, $6.2 million from the missing from the Pentagon, and then this happens. What do you think the odds of all of that are?
I'm not surprised that the Pentagon had some information about this going on. Whether they have spies actually with Wagner, I'm not sure about that. I know that we do radio intercepts, and those can be pretty effective. And certainly it was very difficult to keep complete operational security for Wagner as this was going on. So I'm not surprised that we knew that. I'm doubtful that we actually were behind it, as we are behind very many of the things that go on. But in this case, I think you had a gadfly, a very narcissistic guy who just, he thought he could pull off this gambit. It failed. And as soon as President Putin went on the air to denounce the push, I think his troops, between that and the fact that suddenly they had the revelation that they were fighting the Russian army through the air forces, I think they began to panic and dissipate. By the time that it ended, you had this very withered force, with Prigozhin and some of his close people, and they simply could not move any further. And at that point, Prigozhin had lost all of his force. He got no support from the media, none from the military, none from the governmental officials, none from foreign allies. He simply, he accumulated no additional power. And so Putin's a very calm, collected kind of a guy. And he's a very, very intellectual individual. And he is close with Lukashenko of Belarus. Lukashenko agreed that he would sort of provide an open door so that Prigozhin could slip out and, avoid an on-site humiliation. And so they cut a deal, and the deal was basically that Prigozhin will lose control of Wagner, and he would fly to Belarus. Now, at this point, we don't know where Prigozhin is, and I can't tell you what the future holds for him, but his future is not very bright at this point.
Now, is this dichotomy the heavy-handed side of the Russian military faction that folks, I mean, to put it quite frank, they would like to just crush Ukraine and maybe the West entirely? That's not Vladimir Putin. Is that kind of the heavy-handed Russian militaristic ideas with Putin that have, or excuse me, with Prigozhin that are not supported popularly?
Well, we have to understand it. Cutting through all of the media hype and propaganda, President Putin is not a dictator. He is a constitutionally elected president who is very much constrained by the legislature and various other forces. So he doesn't just simply wake up in the morning and say, let's kill this guy, let's do this, let's do that. He works within constitutional constraints. But he does have significant power now in wartime. And I think what you will see, I think his power will grow. I think this one distraction that the Wagner Group was a very serious problem for unity of command, which is a fundamental military concept. Now that the Wagner Group will dissipate, you're going to see total unity of command. The Russian government right now, the Duma, is considering legislation that will bring the Wagner Group under control, and I think ultimately dissolve it and do away with it.
Because I see it that it sounds to me like Prigozhin, after that victory in Bakhmut, is like, hey, let's go. We can smash these people. Let us off the leash. And Putin is like, no, we're trying to go for as little casualties as possible. We don't want a violent conclusion to this. And Prigozhin and others in Russia are feeling that that's not the case. But I think the popular stance is on Putin's side. That's why he is popular. And let me get into that for a second here, because I would say that Putin is like Donald Trump in Russia. He's very popular, but people would say, what, I don't understand. Donald Trump, he's not popular. He didn't win an election. Well, Putin doesn't have his entire government against him, and Putin doesn't have his entire media against him. So kind of respond to that phenomenon that's happening, because I see Putin is as populist as Trump is. The only difference is Putin doesn't have the government and the media stabbing in the back every waking second.
There are some similarities. Putin is a far different personality. You've heard them toss out, the media toss out things like Mad Vlad, Vladimir Putin. It's just bizarre silliness. Vladimir Putin is a very courageous man, very patriotic. He is very intellectual. You don't see him pounding his fist on the table. But he does have the support of the people, and he's a populist in the sense that he does things for the people. He is against this whole LGBT thing, and he's supported legislation to block it everywhere. He's supportive of the Russian Orthodox Church, which is one of the oldest Christian churches in the world. And, he has supported legislation to empower it. So in that sense, he's very much a populist. The difference is that in Russia, Trump had broad, political support from the people, but he did not have the support of the legislature or of the immense federal bureaucracy. We have a far larger federal bureaucracy than Russia does. And, so this is a very important difference, is that the political class support Putin. The people support him. The bureaucracy supports him. The media supports him. And so he has advantages that Trump could only have dreamt of having.
And I would basically say that's because you have the Russian government that doesn't want to destroy its country. I'm starting to think that our government might want to do that, at least one side of the aisle. Senator Richard Black, thank you for your time. I hope you'll come on again, and I appreciate all the time you've been spending on other shows to try to get the truth out.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it.
All right, there goes Senator Richard Black from Virginia. Great guest. I hope he'll come on again, maybe with Alex sometime. Speaking of, we are going to be hearing from Alex Jones on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This is Alex Jones with an emergency alert concerning the future of InfoWars and the future of free speech, not just here, but in the world. InfoWars is in your hands. Take action now or InfoWars may be forced to shut down. Now, here is the announcement. It's Monday, June 26, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer is hosting most of the broadcast today. You just heard one of his special guests breaking down some of the most critical information facing not just Russia and Ukraine, but the world. I will be back in studio in Florida tomorrow with a raft of special guests and information that you definitely don't want to miss. Also, I was planning on coming back to Austin tomorrow, but I have a family member that is in very serious condition in a hospital in another city. And so I'm sending crew to that city so that I can host it there for a few days and then be back in Austin. But I will be broadcasting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week because there's so much breaking news and information. Before we get back to all the developments that are unfolding and Owen Schroyer and your phone calls, I just want to remind listeners that we are in a Chapter 11, Subchapter 5 bankruptcy at Free Speech Systems, the parent company of my radio show and website, InfoWars.com. The establishment really wants us to shut down. They're working around the clock to do that. But if the company is solvent, we will be able to reorganize and continue on. And the decision on whether or not that's going to happen is coming up in the next month and a half. And so far, we are making the grade. But quite frankly, the summertime is always the slowest time for sales at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is a very simple, direct statement to all of you. We have underages of about $500,000 to really meet our goal, to get all this approved and move forward. So I could get up here and be very dramatic and say, this is the most serious time ever to financially support InfoWars if you want us to continue on. That's a true statement, and I really don't want to prove it to everybody by watching this operation shut down. Now, I have literally dozens of major opportunities and can go anywhere and everywhere and still reach a lot of people. But the infrastructure we have and the crew and the archives and the work we're doing is very effective and is really the best thing for us to continue on with. I want to be very clear. I personally would make 5-10 times the money if I let InfoWars go away right now then went and worked for somebody else. It's very, very simple. But because I know that InfoWars is overall more effective at bounding the globalists, it would take a while to build up a new system to anywhere close, I am not going with that course. But I will tell you point blank that if you do not go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the incredible products we have that are in stock ready to ship, and if you don't go to InfoWarsStore.com at the very top link and make a $5, $50, $100 donation, make a recurring donation, it is really your decision to pull the plug on this operation. So it's really that simple. It's been a perfect storm of supply chain breakdowns and issues and credit issues over the years. And we finally clawed back up out of this. And I know the rest of the economy is in shambles. It's rough for you out there as well. We've clawed back up to a position of having the best crew we've ever had, having some of the biggest effect we've ever had on really countering the globalist narrative. But with the fact that July and August, you know, coming out of June is always the worst time of the year for sales, this could be a perfect storm that could really shut the operation down. So it's very, very simple. These are great products you already need. But the great news is the cavalry is here. The second largest sale of the year that we do, always Christmas is the biggest. The second largest of the year, we've been doing this for over 20 years, is the 4th of July super sale. And it's here. It's running right now. 4th of July super sale starts now at 60% off plus double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Ring in the 4th of July and celebrate true patriotism by supporting the number one alternative news source in the fight for truth against tyranny. We're launching some of the biggest deals of 2023 so you can help fund the true independent media this Independence Day and be part of the Second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide, because the answer to 1984 is 1776. We have Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Probiotic Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Green Fiber Caps, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. Did I add a lot of this is selling out? Down and Out Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Superfemal Vitality, 60%, did you hear me? 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 30% off. Turbo Force Plus, selling out, 25% off. Survival Shield X3, selling out, 25% off. Vitamin D3 Gummies, 25% off. Whole Food Multivitamin, 25% off. All InfoWars MD products, 30% off. All Dr. Jones Naturals products, that's a toothpaste and more, 25% off. All InfoWars Platinum products, 25% off. All food, water, and air filtration products, 10% off. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a massive sale. This is a massive deal. In fact, I'm looking at these specials. This is basically as big as Christmas. I mean, we always do the biggest sales at Christmas. And then July 4th is normally the second biggest. This is really as good as Christmas. Now, some of our staples are sold out, like DNA Force and X3 and Bodies. Those are coming in a few months, and that'll be the cavalry. Those are best sellers that'll put us in the black. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're not. One more thing you can do is we're down to the last few hundred of signed Alex Jones Great Reset War for the World books. They're $100. That way we make like, you know, $85 on that. We need that to operate. When those are gone, I've told you, I'm not signing anymore. Get an unsigned for, you know, $20. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Now I'm going to hand the baton back to Owen. I was looking forward to coming back to Austin, quite frankly, today, but we had to change around the flights when I'm not going to get into my family's issues. It's not my family, but it's my wife's family and her dad. I want you to pray for John Wolfe. He's a great guy, and he's really fighting right now from serious heart issue, and it's serious. So we're going to have to go up there, and so I'm trying to get some crew up so I can do the show properly and set up a makeshift studio so we can actually be up there. I want to support my wife, and so that's going on. So please pray for John Wolfe in Omaha, Nebraska, that if it's God's will, that he be miraculously healed. because he's been having some issues, and it's gotten a little bit worse. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I'm probably not even supposed to even say that because they're very private people, but I do want you to pray for them. So there, I did it. And that's that. So people ask why I'm gone a lot. I'm on the road. I went on Patrick Ben David. I went on the River Church, got big surge of traffic of new people. And I'm just out there, you know, doing podcasts, doing shows, pushing people to Infowars.com and Band.video and just swinging for the fences. You know, Infowars has almost become passe now because people know we were right. But we've got more important work than ever to do now, exposing the New World Order and what they are planning next. So again, I'm going to hand the baton back to Owen, and I want to encourage everybody to take the big interview you just heard about the Russian situation, share that. There's so much more coming up next hour, like the pedo folks running around saying, we're going to recruit your kids, they're ours, is the major chant at the LGBTPS for Satan events. So that's coming up. But again, please, the biggest sale so far this year, the 4th of July super sale. And remember, all the products are in stock, all the products are ready, all the products are ready to ship to you. And I want to explain something. If this court decides to shut us down, they're going to do a wind down of 4 to 8 months. Okay, so you'll get any products you ordered. We won't just close our doors one day. It doesn't work like that. They would sell out the product, phase things out, phase out the, you know, and the crew would, on average, get 4 to 6, 8 months. And so don't think, oh, well, he's in bankruptcy, he's going away. In fact, when we declared bankruptcy and almost sunk the country last year, the company, because folks thought we were going away. They thought, oh, you're in bankruptcy, he's going away, so let's stop ordering product. And I told you, it's Chapter 11, Chapter 5, reorganization. It's actually gone well. And if we just get another $400,000, $500,000 in the next few months, on top of what we've got, it will go through. So again, I'm saying it again, we are in your hands. The country is in your hands. The company is in your hands. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Please go now to Infowarsstore.com, top link, right there on the shopping cart, says donate and make a one-time or multi-time donation. I thank you. Some of you have already invested so much time and energy in this operation. Don't let your investment down now. Invest in freedom. Take action. Plus get incredible products like Nitric Boost and an incredible CBD oil and all of it that's at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a fundraiser. We fired the bat signal. This has been a long 12-round bout. We're in the 11th round. More's coming, but we're actually winning the fight. All right. God bless you all. Back to Ellen Schroeder.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
PSYOP behind the projection pushing America into fragmentation is deliberate and financially backed by billionaires and managed by our own intelligence agencies.
Meet Serge Varlet, a recruiter at BlackRock.
All of these financial institutions, they buy politicians. You can take this big ton of money, and then you can start to buy people.
I can tell you, it's not the who's the president. It's who's controlling the wallet. So it's
and who's that?
The hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks. These guys run the
bank. Thing was an op, Mr. Durham. This wasn't like a bumbling, fumbling FBI that like couldn't get FISA straight. They ran an op. So who put MIFSA in play? You don't know, do you?
I do not know that. I can't give
you the answer. For years, you had years to find out the answer to what Mr. Jordan said was the seminal question, and you don't have it.
The media fuels the projection.
If you are watching Fox News, I've said this before, if you're watching Fox News or following some right-wing radio host or getting Facebook feeds within that bubble, your reality is different than if you read the New York Times or watch your program, not just during election time, but just this constant demonization of the other side, making people fearful of each other.
You're not helping me. You are scaring my kids. You're making them feel like they don't deserve to be here and that they don't deserve to live. This is on your hands.
Democrats practically legislate that projection.
Racism is a national security threat.
Racism is a national security threat.
Racism is a national security threat.
Institutional racism does exist, and until we accept that, we will not finish our job.
We will not elect a chief bigot of the United States of America.
Our system is such that it then allows Americans, people, to act in instances in a racist manner.
I remember after 9/11 when we all worked together to ensure the protection of the American people through the Patriot Act and dealing with the FISA courts. We work together because truth is important.
But Sheila Jackson would like to go a lot further than that. Leah's just introduced a bill called the Leading Against White Supremacy Act of 2023. Now, it's not an exaggeration to say this single bill would do more to criminalize speech, previously constitutionally guaranteed speech, than any other piece of legislation that has been proposed in the entire history of this country. That's not an overstatement at all, and to prove it, we're going to read directly from the bill. Here it is, quote, "A conspiracy to engage in white supremacy-inspired hate crime shall be determined to exist between two or more persons, at least one of whom published material advancing white supremacy, white supremacist ideology, antagonism."
And then, of course, anything you say that is against Democrat Party politics, they call white supremacy. This is the straw man. This is the straw man phenomenon of the Democrat Party that we've been warning about for years. That special report from John Bound can be found at band.video. But it's funny, even in this special report, we're just supposed to breeze over the fact that BlackRock got exposed as literally buying our politicians, buying our government. But then he's just like, oh, if you disagree with a Democrat, if you disagree with a liberal, you're a white supremacist. And now we've made being a white supremacist the number one hate crime. And so anyone that disagrees with a Democrat is a white supremacist. Well, that's how they're going to conquer you.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy again with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'll tell you this, the United States of America does not stand a snowball's chance in hell if the Democrats get 4 more years of the White House. Forget about it, it's over. At that point, I think it would be most beneficial. The advice I would be giving is to just get out of the country. Because at that point, anybody that disagrees with the one-party state, the one-party rule of the Democrat Party, you're going to be locked up in a gulag. They're going to completely erase your existence off of the internet, replace it with a digital prototype of you, a digital identity theft like they do to me. And they'll throw you in jail. They'll take your family from you. They'll shut down your bank account. So that's what happens if the Democrats get in the White House. And who knows, maybe a Republican would probably do the same thing, but it looks like at least the Republican voters understand the issues and aren't going to vote a tyrant into office. But then again, would any American do that? Did 85 million vote for Joe Biden the first go around? It's so bad now that you have IRS whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers just begging Congress to do anything about this. And unfortunately, we get very little because Mitch McConnell is 0 for 0 this season. He doesn't have one hit all year. He doesn't have one hit. I think this is the 176th Congress. I'm sorry if I'm off there. So Mitch McConnell is 0 for in the 176th Congress. Ronna McDaniel is about as useful as a poopy diaper. And then there's Kevin McCarthy, who's batting below the Mendoza line. He's batting about 100. But he does get a hit every once in a while. And he did have this to say about impeaching Merrick Garland in clip one.
Miranda Devine says that Joe Biden met with his business partners 12 times. 12 different times and 12 different deals, perhaps. So it's according to Rob Walker, who was in on all this stuff. Good friend. He's all over the laptop. So will this prompt you to do a impeachment inquiry?
Well, you apparently don't follow me on Twitter, because yesterday I laid out very, very clearly by July 6th, because of the allegations from the IRS, because of the whistleblowers and the DOJ, or Garland, what he is saying and what David Weiss are saying privately are two different things.
Right.
And if it comes true what the IRS whistleblower is saying, we're going to start impeachment inquiries on the Attorney General.
Well, That's like a little, he swung and he hit a dribbler down the line and he might reach first base. A very very uninspiring base hit, perhaps, there from Kevin McCarthy. But, you know, it's funny because the crew was making fun of him in my ear. He's like, oh, you don't follow my Twitter account. I actually agree with McCarthy here. Look, Brian Kilmeade is a pinhead, okay? I'm sure he's a nice guy, but let's just say he's not the brightest, okay? His IQ is about the size of the space in between his beady little eyes. I'm sure he's a nice guy, though. But just too many times he's said and done things on air, I'm just like, wow. I guess you're on air because you're a yes man. But nonetheless, I have no beef with Brian Kilmeade. But I actually think McCarthy is right. It's like you have the House Speaker on. You're supposed to be prepared for the interview. You might want to know what he said about the subject material before asking him so that you could phrase the question better. So I'm actually okay with that little snide remark from McCarthy there. You know, maybe it shows he's got a sharper side. But then again, he swings and he hits a little dribbler down the line. Kevin, you have no strategy here. That's your answer. Your answer is you have no strategy. It's clear at this point you have no strategy. You've been the Speaker of the House for a year. You have at least a dozen. Who knows how many FBI whistleblowers there are, but there's at least a dozen. There's about eight that have gone public that we know of. Now you've got a handful of them from the IRS. And Kevin McCarthy says, well, if it's true, then we'll consider an inquiry into investigation of impeachment. Where's your strategy, Kevin? It just shows that he's so hesitant at the switch. You know, eventually you put somebody new on the switch. It's like, hey, you're at the switch, and when we say go, you pull that switch, okay? Go! I don't know. Go! I'm not so sure. Go! I'll think about it. All right. Does somebody want to get on the switch? We've got McCarthy on the switch. He's asleep at the switch. He can't make up his mind. Anybody else? But no, he fought. Kevin McCarthy fought to be Speaker of the House. And now what is he doing with it? As far as I can tell, nothing. He's still thinking about it. He has no plan. McCarthy threatens Merrick Garland with impeachment inquiry. Yeah. That's like threatening Merrick Garland with a tickle fight. I'm going to tickle you, Merrick. Oh, we're going to give you a little tickle fest. Ooh. Where is the strategy? Now, again, I don't know who the FBI whistleblowers are all in contact with. I don't know who all the IRS whistleblowers are in contact with. I don't know how willing they are to go public. I don't have these answers. Kevin McCarthy should. And he should be sharing them with you, the American people. But instead, he goes up there and says, we'll consider an impeachment inquiry. I mean, this is pathetic. And I don't know why there isn't more of an outlash from the Republicans. It's a little concerning. I'm not so concerned with the rift between Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Boebert for the same reason I'm not concerned about DeSantis and Trump and everybody else going at each other's necks during the primaries, because that happens in politics. Look at Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Kamala Harris said Joe Biden was a racist, put her on a black bus, and now she's his vice president. So, I mean, that can all be put aside. But the fact that there isn't more of a backlash against Kevin McCarthy doing absolutely nothing as the Speaker of the House has me concerned. Because he's the only one that knows the answers to those questions. And he still sits there and stonewalls. Oh, we're considering. He's going to consider for 4 years and he's going to do nothing because he's going to be considering. That's like if I came up to Alex, let's say he's getting ready for the show. It's like 10 o'clock or something. He's getting ready for the show. And I come up to him and I say, Alex, I've got somebody here who is stealing equipment and selling it on Craigslist. I'm just making a mundane example here. And he says, oh, really? I said, yeah, I've seen them do it a couple times, and I think maybe we should do something about it. He said, oh, okay. And then nothing happens. So I come to him again, and I say, Alex, here's the footage. I got them on videotape now. Look, they're stealing computers. They're stealing monitors. They're stealing product. This is just not good. Said, oh, okay. Well, we'll consider looking into that. We'll consider doing an investigation. And then I come for the third time, and it's really affecting us. I say, Alex, we got to do something here. This guy's stealing everything. He stole stuff off my desk. He went into my wallet while I was on the air. I mean, we got to, you know, it's all there. And he says, oh, well, we're considering the inquiry. You know what I'd realize? He ain't going to fire the guy. He's not going to do anything. So I may want to stand up and say something. Now, I'm using probably a bad example here. The point is, when you go to the boss and you point out that something is wrong over and over and over and over and over again, and the boss doesn't do anything, you start to realize the boss is in on it. Now, I don't want to think that about Kevin McCarthy. I don't want to accuse Kevin McCarthy of that, but I'm only reaching logical conclusions here. So many IRS and FBI whistleblowers, and McCarthy says, well, we're considering stuff.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. You wanted to plug Brain Force. Do you like Brain Force?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brain Force every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brain Force. I'll take Brain Force in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brain Force is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. We have 3 original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all 3 toothpaste in stock for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book.
or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. Prohibited. And on day one, I will reinstate the Trump ban on transgenders in the military. We had a ban. Because our warriors should be focused on crushing American enemies, on being strong, on having the image of being strong. They have to be powerful. They have to be strong, especially when you see what's happening in the world today, not catering to radical gender ideology.
Well, there is President Trump adding one more feather to his cap, coming out and saying he will ban the mutilation of children, transgender surgeries, day one. He will push the legislation. He will sign it. And he will reinstate the ban in the military. This is designed to sabotage civilization, period. It is mad scientists trying to take over control of our society. Because if they can get away with something like this that's so clearly criminal and evil and psychotic, they can get away with anything. And InfoWars was the very first outlet more than two decades ago to expose this whole movement was run out of the Tavistock Institute as part of a larger transhumanist depopulation plan. Now that understanding is mainstream knowledge, with Jordan Peterson and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan all literally saying things to giant audiences, what I said 20 years ago, what we talked about decades ago. It's not about credit. It's about the fact that we have the answer. We have the research. We know how to counter the globalist. And we're not just here talking about how we were right about things in the past. We're now talking about the things we're going to be right about in the future. And now that people are listening to us more than ever and know we're not playing games, we have a much better shot of stopping all of this. In fact, we've already stopped a lot of things together. Look at the UK banning the drugs and the surgeries under 17. The EU moving to do it. They've already begun the process. And now it's coming here. This is victory. We're going to do it together, not just with boycotts, but with boycotts. And that's why I'm asking listeners now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and to take part in the biggest sale of the year so far. That's a July 4th super sale. This is as big as our Christmas sale. Normally it's our second largest sale. This is as big as our Christmas sale right now. 50 to 60% off on some of the best deals. 25 to 40% off. Listen to this. Brain Force Plus, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Probiotics Fiber, 50% off. Immune Support, 50% off. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. Down and Out Sleep Aid Support, back in stock, 40% off. Superfluma Vitality, back in stock, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 30% off. Turbo Force, 25% off. Survival Shield X3, selling out, 25% off. Vitamin D3 gummies, 25% off. Whole food multivitamins, 25% off. All InfoWars MD products that are over the top, powerful, 30% off, like the CBD oil, the nitric boost. All Dr. Jones natural products, that's the toothpaste, 25% off. All InfoWars platinum products, 25% off. All food, water, and health nutrition products, 10% off. They're already the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. With 10% off, it is insane. There's almost no profit there, but we got to move a lot of profit. We have to move a lot of product to make a profit to be able to fund our operation into the future. We have an underage right now of $500,000 to get us from out of the red in the black to be profitable in this chapter 11, subchapter 5 that we're going through right now. That is a very easy goal. These are great products, but I need listeners to commit and go to InfoWarsStore.com right now so we can see more victories like we're seeing going after this transhumanist New World Order cult targeting our children. So again, we are so close to victory on so many fronts. Imagine not having InfoWars. We are in your hands. I need you to take action. But regardless, you need these products. InfoWarsStore.com or 888 888- 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, pray for the broadcast. Share links to the broadcast. Buy the products. It's all about funding a new independent economy against the globalists. God bless you, and I thank you so much. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you, Alex. Back here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas now. We're going to get into more of the Biden crime family. But let's talk about something. NBC poll, 74% of voters are deeply dissatisfied and say nation is on the wrong track. Now, let me expand on this to a wider level than just the politics, the economy, everything else we're seeing. I'm at an airport bar this weekend traveling, and I had a bit of time between my flight and when I arrived at the airport, so I sat down and I had some lunch. And at this bar, you can only order with the scanner, the QR code scanner. And they tried to mainstream this during COVID, and if you notice, it kind of failed. Most restaurants are going back to the hard copy menu, the paper menu. And I eat out quite a bit. I'm busy, so unfortunately I don't have time to cook for myself that much. So I noticed these things. And I noticed that a lot of the restaurants where they used to try to force you to use the QR code, they've gone back to the paper menus. And obviously that's backed by popular demand. But as I'm sitting at this airport bar, it was so telling. And this is kind of on the macro scale. So it's not just here in America with the politics. It's overall where they're trying to take us. It's the same thing with the central bank digital currency. I'll tie it all together. So I'm sitting there, and first I'm like, hey, because I go to the same spot at the DC airport all the time. I like their food, and so I'm sitting down. And I've never had this problem, and they usually either have a menu or they have a little touch screen in front that you can order off to. Well, none of that was available. You had to use the QR code. So I'm trying to get it open. It's not working. Having some sort of a problem. I have to call the waitress over. I say, hey, this isn't working. She says, oh, yeah, okay. We're having problems with that. You got to go do it this way. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And then you got to sign into another account. Then you got to create an account. Like a whole process just to place an order for a burger and fries and a Arnold Palmer. Like a whole process. Just total pain in the ass. And as I'm sitting here, someone to my left is like, yeah, it's bullcrap, had to do the same thing. Another group comes up, older gentleman and his wife, probably in their 60s or 70s. I mean, they can't figure it out for the life of them. I mean, imagine, I'm 33, raised in the technology world. These folk have no clue. Like, they're just like, oh, my gosh. Waitress comes over. She's like, I'm sorry. We don't like it either. There's nothing we can do. Manager comes over. I'm sorry. I don't like the system either, but that's just how it is. And so at this point, I'm like, I tell him, I'm like, hey, let me help you out. I had the same struggles. Here's what I had to do. This other waitress isn't here anymore. She showed me what to do. Here's what it is. Oh, okay. And the crew's there and they're like, oh, we got it all figured out. But see, that's what it is. The manager of the restaurant didn't want the new system. The workers at the restaurant didn't want the new system, and the patrons at the restaurant didn't want the new system. So why the hell do we have the new system? Because that's the agenda. Everything has to be digital. Everything. That way you can be shut off from access with the flick of a switch. That's what it's all about. Doesn't matter. None of us want it. The slave runners of this planet want it.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So, where do we go from here? As I was explaining in the last segment, how I'm sitting at a D.C. restaurant bar and nobody likes the system they have set up with the QR code and this website you got to log into to scan the menu and then place an order. Just a whole pain in the butt. And literally nobody likes it. The manager of the restaurant, the workers there, or the patron. So it's like, well, why do we have this system if nobody likes it? Well, because this is the system you have to have. See? It's the BlackRock, it's the Vanguard, it's the central bank, it's the agenda. And that's where it all goes. Why are 74% of voters deeply dissatisfied and say nation is on the wrong track? Because none of us voted for this. We don't want this. Same thing. I go to that restaurant and I ask every single worker and patron there, I say, do you like this system with the QR code? 74% will say no. So then why are we doing it? Because we're not getting representation. We're getting dominated. And so you have to understand the why. Because we are in a slave planet. And it might not be the slavery that is depicted through history, because it's not. You're in 21st century digital corporate government slavery. What am I talking about? If you really knew, if you could really sit down and look at all the money that you've paid in taxes, and when you realize where that's going, you'll figure out real quick you're not as free as you thought. And that's where the money goes. Into the QR systems, into the vaccine mandates, into the open border illegal immigration pipeline, into the never-ending foreign wars in the military-industrial complex. You don't think you're a slave? You've probably paid 20% of your earned money in your life back to the government that engages in the most insane, criminal, murderous activities that you can imagine. And then you say, gee, nobody likes where the country is going. Gee, nobody likes this new technocratic system that's being built. Doesn't matter. You don't get a choice, slave. Same reason why they want the central banking digital currency. And that's really the linchpin of all of this. Because then you really have no other way out. If we have a cash-based society, they can build all the tyranny they want. But at the end of the day, if you and I want to make a transaction using cash, we can do that. And it's real hard for the government to intervene, isn't it? They don't like that. They don't like the little slaves being able to engage in capitalism and free market activity without the government getting their cut. And the other part of the central bank digital currency is they know the whole system is about to collapse. So they just want to rewrite the numbers, just rewrite the digital code to cover up all the money they've stolen. IMF proposes global central bank digital currency and move towards cashless society so they can control the people. So again, when you go to the restaurant, and thankfully most restaurants have abandoned it. When you go to the restaurant and they've got the QR code and they don't give you a menu, a paper menu, that's the small scale version of the central bank digital currency. You don't want it. It's extremely inconvenient and your access can be cut off with a flick of a switch. That's the purpose. So the digital menus is just a microcosm of the digital technocracy that's being built. You don't like it. Nobody likes it. You have to do it anyway because it's all about putting you on a control grid. It's all about getting more control over you, limiting your freedoms. I just hope we understand this, realize this before it all comes down on us. Because again, if you look at the digital menu thing, that's just a microcosm. It's failed in many places. People realize this sucks. Nobody likes it. We're cutting it out. That's the free market. But unfortunately, as it comes out today, average American has over $54,000 of debt. It's kind of like Meta's new AI lets people make chatbots. They're using it for sex. Why do we have such a sexually depraved, debt-ridden society? Because that's our government. That's our government. Our government is a bunch of sexually depraved perverts. Our government is a bloated, out of control, in debt entity. And so there's your trickle down theory. You know, trickle down economics is not a real economic theory. It literally doesn't exist. Made up by liberals, made up by communists. There is no scholar, there is no economist that actually came up with the trickle-down economic theory. It is a made-up straw man by the left, just like everything else they do. But no, you know what is trickle down? Culture. Policy. So when your government's culture is sex, 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 guess what? Now the people are thinking about sex, sex, sex. When your government is about debt, 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 well, guess what? Now you've got debt, 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 debt. But they're going to trick you. And they're going to say, we've got to go into the digital currency. We've got to go into the central bank digital currency. It's the only way we can solve the debt crisis and stop the collapse of the dollar. All lies. They're the ones that caused the collapse. They're the ones that caused the problems. Now they're going to try to cover their tracks with the central bank digital currency. And they'll tell their minions how great it is because now we can have a carbon-controlled carbon credit system to control the people. And if you're driving a gas-powered vehicle, you don't get access to the central bank digital currency. If you have your AC at 69 degrees in the summer, you don't get access to the central bank digital currency. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's where this all goes. And it doesn't matter. You say, well, I don't like that. Who's going to like that? Nobody likes that. Nobody likes the QR scanners at the restaurants either. But there they are. See how that works? And if you don't have the freedom, if you don't have the power, they're going to railroad this into our society, our civilization, our country, and there's no going back. There is no going back, ladies and gentlemen. So I just hope we realize what it is now before it's too late. But you've got the Democrats that are just trying to rewrite the whole system. Nancy Pelosi wants to violate Constitution by placing term limits on the Supreme Court, but not Congress. And of course, we know why this is. Because they got a little, the Democrats got a little problem on their hands, and Pelosi knows that she doesn't have much more time in Congress. So she's trying to give the Democrats one last huge tyrannical victory before she gets out of there to really cement her legacy. And that would be to get Clarence Thomas off the Supreme Court. That's what this is really all about. Now, eventually, they'll find other ways to control the Supreme Court with this measure or other measures. Of course, Pelosi doesn't want term limits in Congress. She's the example of why we should have term limits in Congress. I'm not even sure I'm for term limits in Congress. I think it's a fair issue to debate. But not on the Supreme Court. But Pelosi wants him on the Supreme Court because they got to get Clarence Thomas off. That's what this is all about. So Pelosi wants to rewrite laws, rewrite the Constitution just to get Clarence Thomas off the Supreme Court. And of course, the optics here are quite ironic, aren't they? The Democrats trying to get the first black man off the Supreme Court. Yeah, I think that says a lot.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemo Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemo Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. the fish oil's better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024, it's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Is this going to be? Will the Republic stand? Will it fall? We are in the crucial moments now. The final quarter, the ninth inning. Double sudden death overtime. Golden goal. Penalty kicks. Whatever you want to say. It's on now. Let's just look at these headlines. Because this says it all. The Biden crime family phenomenon is not really just about the Bidens. It's about decades of corruption in D.C., the well-connected political elite selling the country out. Everybody knows it. It's just the awareness is at its peak now, and it's the Bidens in the White House who are as bad as anybody as far as political corruption is concerned that we know of. So, yeah, you're seeing it all now. And we get to decide, do we have a country, do we have justice, or are we now a conquered land flying the flag ceremoniously as a feeling of past, a feeling of nostalgia, dreaming, hoping, believing we're still a free country when we all know we're occupied and conquered. And so what happens to the Biden crime family is a major indicator of where it goes. IRS whistleblower fights back, names additional 6 witnesses in response to Merrick Garland's denial of interference in Biden investigation. So, well, let me continue with the headlines. Hunter Biden tried to deduct sex club membership and prostitutes on his taxes, IRS whistleblowers say. Was Hunter Biden a pimp? Is Hunter Biden running a strip club? I'd love to hear the reasoning why Hunter Biden is writing off sex club memberships and prostitutes on his taxes. Is Hunter Biden a pimp? Am I missing something here? What's next? He's going to write off his crack addiction? Hunter Biden writes off crack purchase. Hunter Biden tax probe began as look into amateur porn ring. Imagine that. You're investigating some, I mean, some underground porno. I mean, you can only imagine the type of characters involved in this. And Hunter Biden's name pops up. Now, this is interesting. I don't think this is the only in that the IRS has gotten into the Bidens, but it does answer a looming question, which was, where did the investigation begin? Because the investigation did not begin with Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden's name got brought up in other investigations. I don't believe this is the only one. I believe there were other investigations, including stuff involving the 2016 election and foreign interference, where they were looking at Russians and stuff, and they said, hey, we're looking for Trump involved with these Russians. And guess what they found? Hunter Biden. Now, that's not officially out there yet, but I have a feeling that news is going to be coming out eventually as well. So I believe now we have two windows into why Hunter Biden ended up getting investigated. One, they sent all these agents out looking for Trump-Russia collusion. They didn't find any, but they did find Biden. And then it was like, whoa, well, we have to keep the investigation ongoing because we're trying to get Trump here. We can't just call it off because we got Hunter Biden here. We'll cover that up later. We'll sweep that under the rug later. We got to keep going. So I believe one of the windows into investigating the Bidens was through, actually, ironically enough, them looking for Trump-Russia collusion, the Biden name popped up. Now, Hunter Biden tax probe began as a investigation into an amateur porn ring? I mean, folks, again, I'm not here to judge Hunter Biden's character. I don't really care if Hunter Biden is doing drugs and banging hookers. You know, as far as the allegations of minors that we see in the photos and the videos, and the weird names referencing his father, Pedo Pete. Now, that might be something else entirely. But, I mean, if Hunter Biden wants to blow his life on drugs and hookers, then fine. But, I mean, you really get a pretty good idea of the type of people we're talking about here. Hunter Biden, a drug addict, a sex addict. He's in sex clubs. He's in amateur porn rings. He's doing international business deals in his father's name, making millions of dollars doing so. I mean, Hunter Biden, and how do you get kicked out of a sex club? Hunter Biden kicked out of $10,000 sex club for grabbing women's asses, acting like a spoiled child. Kicked out of a sex club. Hunter Biden, too uncouth for a sex club. Again, go back. The story broke like 4 years ago. Secret Service cancels birthday parties because the Bidens would show up and grab their wives. Now, I'm not putting too much faith in Kevin McCarthy here. Speaker McCarthy calls on U.S. Attorney David Weiss to testify on whistleblower report. Weiss was blocked from pursuing Hunter Biden charges. So this is going to get interesting. Now, there is going to be a hearing on this in the beginning of July. I don't think the House Republicans have exhausted the arrows in their quiver, if you will. I think we'll see more testimony, maybe even from Hunter Biden. I mean, eventually that's what has to happen here. They have to subpoena Hunter Biden, and he has to testify under oath. That's what needs to happen. Now, Joe Biden was asked by the media today, did you lie about knowing about Hunter Biden's business dealings? Of course, he says no. So he's continuing to lie. The mainstream media is covering up for the Bidens. But it's not even that the mainstream media is covering up for the Bidens. They're covering up for themselves. They're the ones that sold you all the lies about the Bidens because they hate Trump. They're the ones that sold you the bill of goods on Joe Biden because they hate Trump. So they're the ones that have been lying about Joe Biden all these years. Now they're really just protecting their own lies because they don't want you to know that they're all liars and crooks. It's not even about protecting Biden at this point. It's about protecting themselves. But imagine. Six witnesses. This is not something that just happens. Somebody's organizing here. Somebody wants the Bidens to be exposed. An IRS whistleblower has six witnesses in response to Garland's denial of interference in Biden investigation. So clearly, you have two IRS whistleblowers, and then I guess six others that witnessed it that are going to become whistleblowers. So they can't put this under the rug. The media will try, but they're not going to be able to, folks. This story is, it's out there. And so now Biden is basically on burn notice. But he might be rogue. I mean, he might think he's going to win again and he's going to cover this up. And he might really think that if they try to destroy him, that he's going to have the upper hand. Really, the guy that can't walk, the guy that can't talk, the guy that gets off the podium and says, where do I go? Where am I? What am I supposed to do? I'm not allowed to talk. Really? So when does this all reach the surface with as many as eight IRS whistleblowers that are willing to testify or will be willing to testify? Let's hope. They're not scared because the FBI did say their informant fears for his life. The FBI did say that their informant into the Biden crime family would be killed if they revealed the identity. That's if you believe the FBI, but that's what they're saying. So could you have a similar bullying tactic? Could you have a similar tactic with the IRS whistleblowers? As many as potentially eight IRS whistleblowers who witnessed the IRS covering up Hunter Biden's crimes. And it really turns out this isn't just from 2017 and 2018 like we thought. It looks like this is going back to 2014 even. Now, somebody can put all this together with what the House Oversight Committee has, the bank records, the phone calls, Hunter Biden's leaked messages, phone calls, laptops, and the IRS whistleblowers. I mean, the whole case could be open and shut if somebody actually wanted to put it out there. If Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell could join forces to expose this, it could be done, but they're not.
Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlively. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, so we're getting more information here about this sex club that Hunter Biden was in. Sanctum is what it was called. Memberships costing $75,000 a year. It was actually the founder of the club, who's now exiled because he called out Hunter Biden. Elite sex club founder calls Hunter Biden a scumbag, says he was expelled after one party. Hunter Biden gets access to this exclusive sex club with, you know, a bunch of millionaires and everything, and he gets booted after one party. That's how out of control this degenerate is. And he's going around the world doing international business deals. Scumbag Hunter Biden was member of exclusive LA sex club Sanctum since banned, founder claims. Now, jeez. I feel like, how can we say this? Like my crew said to me in the break, this is basically your eyes wide shut sex club. It's what this is. It's Hunter Biden in an eyes wide shut type of sex club. And this wasn't the only one we knew about. What was the other one too, where they it came out after the Me Too movement? Some sex club based in New York. I forget what it was called. Maybe one of the crew members pop my ear and remind me, but same deal. New York City sex club, bunch of elitists in it, millionaires, expensive to get in, whatever. And it's funny because, you know, I'm glad I'm from the Midwest. I'm glad I live in Texas, but let me tell you folks, I've spent enough time in D.C. and New York and L.A. and rubbed elbows with these type of people. And, I mean, they really are obsessed with sex. And so I'm no church mouse here, but I'm not really into that. I like having a private life. But, no, let me tell you, they go around. Remember, it was Madison Cawthorn that said this probably like 3 years ago, how, yeah, he got into D.C. and people were always asking him and his wife to go join their sex clubs, and they wanted to go bang his wife. Got a beautiful wife. So, I mean, I don't even like talk because it's like nasty even talking about it. But it's like I've seen these people. I've had proposals from these people. I just like vomit in their presence. It's just so disgusting. But it's pretty typical, actually. A lot of people in politics, D.C., New York specifically, they are in sex clubs. And this is, you know, they might be in it because they love sex. They might be in it because it's just an exclusive club that they get good connections to. Are you guys filling out your Sanctum membership here? Go ahead, guys. Oh! Oh! Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. I actually identify as a couple, okay? Wait, does that mean I have to pay for 2 memberships if I identify as a they? Let me just tell you, I don't know what Madison Cawthorn has seen, but from the little amount of time I've spent in New York City and D.C., I've had some crazy offers. And I've had some crazy things happen. And I'm just like, look, dude, I'm not into this culture. I'm going to go back to Texas, okay? But I don't know. The point is, it's not that uncommon at all for the D.C. elite and the New York political elite to be in these sex clubs. Very common stuff. There's a reason why Tom Cruise did the movie Eyes Wide Shut, because that's real stuff. And Hunter Biden, though, Hunter Biden is too big of a degenerate a-hole. He's not even welcome at their parties anymore. It's like, yeah, we got a pretty elite sex club here. We like to bang each other and brand each other. We're pretty wild. Oh, I'm Hunter Biden. Can I join? No, dude, you cannot join. You're too crazy for us. I just got branded and raped back there, but Hunter Biden, you're too crazy for us.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's BrainForce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yeah, I'm here for the Sanctum Sex Club Hunter Biden sent me. Yeah, Hunter Biden mentioned, he said you guys were having an orgy over here. Hunter Biden, yep. Oh, he's banned? Wait, can you imagine that? I mean, I don't want to make the jokes. I'm trying to be family friendly here, but I mean, these jokes just write themselves. I don't know. We'll keep it family friendly, but doesn't that just show you how bad it is? It's like you knock on the door at the Sanctum event. You know, some guy comes with clearly just been involved, let's say, looking a little disheveled. Like, oh, hey. Like, yeah, I was just in the orgy. I had, I don't know. I don't know how many people were inside of me. I don't even know who I was inside. It was crazy. I'm bleeding a little bit. Oh. Oh, Hunter Biden wants that? Oh, God, no. Oh, geez. We can't have Hunter Biden here. That's too much. No. It's like this guy's getting whipped, like, at the gay pride parades where they put these gay men in leather daddy suits and they tie them to trucks and then they whip them in the middle of the streets. I'm not even kidding you. That's your gay pride month. It's like this guy is getting whipped at the Sanctum party. There's a knock on the door and he goes to the door and it's Hunter Biden. He's like, sorry, dude, we can't have you here. You're too crazy for us. You're too crazy for us, Hunter. That's how bad it is. And now it turns out Joe Biden used secret global cell phone while he was vice president, paid for by Hunter's firm. So now we see the secondary purpose of Hunter Biden's firms to provide Joe Biden with secret communications abilities. Just like Hillary Clinton. Just like Hillary Clinton. Who really set the standard for corruption? Was it the Clintons or was it the Bushes or was it somebody else? Ted Cruz urges House to impeach Biden over Hunter investigation findings. Kevin McCarthy, paging Kevin McCarthy. And then as all the Biden crimes are coming out, Hunter Biden is glad-handing with Merrick Garland at a White House dinner. Senator Klobuchar defends Hunter Biden attending same White House dinner as Merrick Garland, says that's a separate thing. Oh, yeah. Imagine you're in a court case, and then after the courtroom adjourns, and then you step outside, and then the judge and the prosecutors are sitting there clinking glasses, sitting there shaking hands, laughing with one another. It's like, uh-oh, whoa, we're in trouble here. That's Hunter Biden with Merrick Garland. Hey, I got caught evading taxes and you covered it up. Well, it's all fun and games. So I hope Ted Cruz addresses his message towards Kevin McCarthy, because it's his inept leadership that's part of the problem here. But then again, you have Mitch McConnell, who's much worse. So what do you do at this point? Just incredible corruption happening. You almost can't even believe it. And Joe Biden can't even talk. He can't even walk. Doesn't do any press conferences. I think the American media is going to reach a boiling point on this issue, because even though they're all Democrat activists, they're also jackals, and they need their flesh to chew on. And Trump isn't the president, and even the stuff with Trump is it kind of comes and goes in waves. So they kind of get these fever pitch moments where they get to chew on Trump's flesh, and that kind of satisfies their lust for flesh politically, but it's only momentary. So then they get right back at it, and it's Biden who's walking around. So imagine you're a starving hyena, and this big fat lion keeps walking right in front of you, but you're not allowed to eat it. It's like eventually that drool, you're salivating. You're like, oh, I want to eat that lion. That's a fat lion. Look at all that meat. And say, no, you're not allowed to eat that lion. And then you got to wait until you get access to chew on Trump again. No, I think these jackals in the media are going to be lusting for their flesh to chew on. And I think eventually it's just going to reach a head where everybody in the White House press room is going to be screaming at Karine Jean-Pierre for answers. Every time Joe Biden tries to adjourn some sort of a public speaking or statement, speaking engagement or statement, the media is going to be screaming, why won't you answer a question? Why do you keep lying about Hunter? And you're going to have the White House Karens shuffling everybody out in the room, screaming at the top of their lungs. Eventually, this charade is going to, I think, reach a boiling point. And the jackals in the media are going to say, hey, you owe us some flesh to chew on. We want Biden's flesh. They can't help themselves. Meanwhile, getting in shape for my debates with President Biden, Robert Kennedy Jr. releases beefcake push-up video that rattles Democrat Party elites. I like this phenomenon of encouraging good health. And anybody who doesn't think that RFK Jr. is looking quite well at the, how old is he? Like 60 or something? 69? I mean, the guy looks jacked. Oh, and they say I love this one too. He's clearly using testosterone. He's on T. You liberal freaks want to give 8-year-old girls testosterone. And you're upset because a 69-year-old man wants to take testosterone to increase his physical abilities? You are sick. But see, why does that actually bother them? They hate seeing a man. That's what they hate. They hate seeing a man. And when you see RFK Jr. with his shirt off, you're like, damn, I mean, he looks like a Spartan warrior. Just oozing toxic masculinity. Oh my gosh, look at this man. He's got tan and a hairy chest and he can bench press. Disgusting. But then they see like a beautiful 8-9-year-old girl and they say, we need to jack that girl up. We need to give that girl some testosterone. We need to chop off that girl's mammaries. We need to just butcher her. So, 69-year-old man. And by the way, see, this is the beauty of health supplements. This is why we sell health supplements. I mean, talk about a breakthrough for health, folks. We have it down to such a science that we can isolate things we need and take them in an easily ingestible capsule or anything else. 69-year-old men, you get low on testosterone. That can lower your performance. We've got ways that you can avoid that from happening. I'm not promoting this, but clearly it has positive health effects. I'm not the one I'm not sitting here saying I'm a master of knowledge when it comes to testosterone injections or whatever, or even what RFK Jr. is doing. I don't care. The point is, the left is so triggered by the image of a strong man that they jump to this conclusion that, oh, he must be using testosterone, as if that's some sort of a crime, when these freaks would gladly take your prepubescent girl and shoot her up with as much testosterone as they possibly can. Aside from that, I really enjoy it when I see politicians doing health advocacy. And let's not forget, it was JFK Jr. when he was president. I believe JFK Jr. started the presidential fitness program, if I'm not mistaken. Now, I think they've kind of tried to phase that out because they're phasing out gym class because they don't want Americans to be healthy and in shape. Because really, that's the core of everything else, is the individual being strong and healthy so that they can be independent. But see, if you're weak and unhealthy, then you're dependent on the health system. That's the whole gimmick. RFK Jr. understands that. He's not relying on the health system. So the liberals are mad because RFK Jr. represents strong, toxic masculinity in their eyes, but they'd love to shoot up every little girl with as much testosterone as they can find.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemo Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemo Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel
Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, there is so much insanity incoming right now that I'm not a doctor, so, but you know, if a doctor's monitoring your pulse and he says, hey, when I get a pulse rate like this, that means this is about to happen. You listen to that health expert. I'm just telling you, based on the political pulse that I've got my finger on right now, something big is about to break. The dam is breaking on something, and I can't say exactly what. I'm not telling you I have the answer. I'm just saying, as your political MD here, if you will, I've got my finger on the pulse of America's politics. Something big is coming. I mean, this pulse rate is out of control. So there's a political cardiac arrest coming. There's a political heart attack coming. This is just insane, folks. So, Let me just get through the rest of this political news, and let me just tell you, we've got a loaded transmission coming up on the InfoWars War Room, and I have a feeling if not tonight, there's going to be some huge breaking news by the end of the week. It's like if a doctor sees you got a pulse rate and they know you've got clogged arteries, they're like, you are about to have a cardiac arrest, bud. We need to do bypass surgery now. Now, there's no bypass surgery coming. It's the cardiac arrest. I don't know what it is. I don't know who's going to have it. I'm just telling you with my pulse here. But let me just tell you, we're going to have a loaded war room coming up with all the recent developing news. We do have Alex Jones coming up shortly here as well. And I've got, I guess I'll cover the gay pride stuff as much as I can now. It's just totally insane. Ladies and gentlemen, though, you know, I'm going to have to pull something here. Because I've just been lazy, and I've got plenty of supplements in my house because the last time I made a purchase from InfoWarsStore.com, I just made a huge purchase, so I haven't needed to go back. But I got to tell you, I am really interested in this Nerve Renew product from InfoWars MD, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, we got all these new specials I should be telling you about right now. And I'm kind of letting myself down, but I got to tell you this Nerve Renew, because I had a heavy lifting session yesterday, and it sucks because I like lifting heavy weights. I like, you know, pushing the limits, but I've really got some sciatic nerve pain that just really reached ahead last night. I'm just not finding any solution to it. Stretching, all the other supplements I've taken, nothing. And so I'm curious about Nerve Renew, and I just haven't made the purchase or tried it yet because I just have plenty of supplements at home right now. But I'm really excited about this. I'm curious if this can help me, because anybody that's suffered with sciatica pain, you know, and I'm just curious, you know, is there a solution or is this something you got to live with? You get used to it. But I'm really curious to try. So I'm going to go ahead and try Nerve Renew from InfoWarsStore.com. 30% off. I'm sorry. Oh my goodness. I said 25% off. I apologize. That is false information. It is 30% off. All InfoWars MD products are 30% off. So that's the new Goodnight Sleep formula as well, with the melatonin, the magnesium, the vitamin B6, the L-tryptophan, all of it good for your sleep, and so much more in there. I mean, I could tell you about these great supplements forever. But let me just tell you, look at these huge sales. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra, 50% off. Prebiotic fiber, 50% off. Immune support, 50% off. I mean, it just goes on and on. Organic Greens Fiber Caps, very underappreciated, underrated product, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Ultimate Bone Broth, 40% off. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, back in stock, 40% off. Super Female Vitality, 60% off. I mean, it's just huge. So it's the July 4th sale. The July 4th Super Sale comes early to InfoWarsStore.com. I was also talking to another individual as I was working out. Actually, it was yesterday. It was an older gentleman, saw me doing this workout and was asking me about it and said, oh, well, you know, I've kind of had these joint problems. I can't really do the heavy weights like that anymore. And I asked, I said, have you ever tried CBD oils and see if that gives you any relief? Said, no, you know, I've heard about that, but not ever tried it. I said, you know, you should give it a try. A lot of people have some good stories about that. So that's part of the InfoWars MD products, 30% off. So huge sales. The July 4th sale comes early at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, your support there keeps us on the air. All right. Moving along here. Democrat Rhode Island state senator arrested for keying SUV with Biden sucks bumper sticker. Yeah, that's your average liberal Democrat, a criminal, sadly. Oh! They don't want you to cook your pizza how you see fit, these crooks. New York City to crack down on wood-fired pizza joints to reduce carbon emissions by 75%. Yes, burning wood to reduce carbon emissions. I mean, eventually they're just going to kill you. You know, here's my biggest issue with this carbon, reducing carbon emissions narrative. I'd love to actually sit down with somebody who really pushes for this or believes in this and ask them the real questions. Especially liberals in Hollywood and liberals in the entertainment and music industry. Like, I find it funny, and these are musicians I like, quite frankly. But I find it funny when I hear a musician or a band talking about stopping man-made climate change. Well, then cancel every tour you're ever going to have in the future. No more worldwide tours. No more live concerts. No more performances, because that's causing climate change. The world doesn't need you to fly around on jumbo jets and play rock concerts. You're killing the planet. So you're bad. No more concerts. Now, if you presented it to them like that, do you think they'd still believe it? By the way, everybody knows a wood fire pizza is superior. Everybody knows it. So they want to take away the most elite form of pizza. These liberals will stop at nothing, folks. They're taking away your wood fire pizzas. Mm-mm-mm. Soon they'll be taking the pizza out of the oven and putting you in it. Disney's Star Wars hires transgender YouTuber for major role in upcoming series. Now, I don't really care about the whole trans thing or the Star Wars thing. I will say, though, I think there's a major phenomenon happening here, and this is why the censorship issue is so important. For example, I believe it's Logan Paul. I think it's Logan Paul who had the podcast on YouTube. He's now doing WWE wrestling. So here's what it is. The future is now, for the entertainment industry, sure, they're gonna have their people that they bring up from a young age, that they sexualize from a young age, and they groom from a young age. Sure, that's still gonna go on. But now, they'd rather have a proven entity who can make it on their own via YouTube or somewhere else on the internet to hire, because that gives them a lot less of an effort to make somebody popular. But, so what does that mean? Now future generations realize, oh, if I want to be rich and famous, I better be on YouTube, I better be on Facebook, I better be here, because if I'm not, I won't make it. So now it's all about, see, you know what you can and can't say on Facebook or YouTube, so you better not say it, or you'll never get the next big opportunity. So you see what they're doing there? They're teaching people to censor yourself.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's BrainForce Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. BrainForce Ultra, BrainForce Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation. I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists and the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super
I'm going to put off some of this political news, and unfortunately, we're going to cover some of the gay pride madness from over the weekend. One more weekend of this absolute insanity ahead, but always ramping it up. It's like, oh, it's like they see L.A. Pride, and then New York City Pride is like, oh, we'll do it even bigger. And then Seattle Pride says, oh, yeah, well, we'll just gyrate naked in front of children. Yeah, you're like, yeah, that's real pride. Nude cyclists perform in front of children at Seattle Pride Parade. Yeah. Fully naked men expose their genitalia to children riding bikes. I mean, they're literally riding around naked, folks, and they're gyrating in front of children and flopping around in front of children. Look. I've got all the footage of this. I just can't really even bear to show it. I mean, folks, you're talking about grown men riding around completely naked. Some of them, I mean, they literally jump off their bike, stand right in front of a child, and do a meat spin. It's gay pride. We're coming for your children. New York City drag marchers chant ominous message at Pride event. Yeah. Don't believe me? Here it is in clip four. So this is not about gay pride. This is not about gay rights. This is all about sexual degeneracy and access to your children. That's all it is. The message is clear. The optics are clear. Couldn't be more obvious. Look at some of the other degeneracy. Here they are in Washington Square Park with a sign that says, "Thank God for abortion." Guys, show me clip three. Where do they find these orcs? You know, oh man. There's a video going around right now from an event in Russia. I don't know what it is. It's like a church event or a concert of some sorts. And it shows thousands of Russians all singing and dancing together. Nobody fat. Everybody looks healthy. Everybody's smiling. I mean, clear skin, clear eyes, healthy, everything. And it's the compare and contrast between that and what we get here in the West with big, fat, orc-looking freaks telling you where they want to put their penis. Tell me who's winning the culture wars. Tell me who's got the culture problems. Tell me who's the degenerative society. It's not Russia, folks. It's not Russia. Russia doesn't like sodomizing children. Russia doesn't like genitally mutilating children. Russia doesn't like perverts walking on the streets gyrating in front of children. Russia doesn't like murdering their babies. This is American liberalism. It is a mental disorder. It is a sick, twisted disease. Don't believe me? Check out this video clip from Pride Seattle. Explain this in clip six. This is a man reading the Bible, and pride marchers taunt him, shake their butts in his face, shake their genitalia in his face, and bark at him. What is wrong with these people? So, right. I can't. Get it off the screen, guys. Just get it off. That's good. Let me explain to you the psychological phenomenon that's happening here. Scrape away all the propaganda. Just scrape it all away and try to clear your mind as we look at this absolute insanity on the videos on the screen. This one is in Minneapolis, by the way. That's Minneapolis right there. A grown man shaking his genitalia in front of children. So, and the funny thing is, you can go, actually, if you look at Savannah Hernandez's Twitter account, she got a lot of these videos from New York. Liberals are responding saying, because in her tweet she says, look at what the gay pride marchers are doing in front of children, and it's them naked gyrating in front of children, and liberals are responding because the videos got seen millions of times, and the liberals are saying, there's no children there, there's no children. And so it's like, okay, so you just take the screenshots from the video, and it's literally 10 different times a nude gay pride marcher gyrating in front of a children. And they just say, that's not happening. And it's just right in front of your face. But I'm sorry, I'm getting distracted. Just let me reset. Scrape away all the propaganda. Just clear your mind and just put the videos back on the screen. I'm sorry if you, because we all have to endure this. What is the psychological phenomenon that's happening here? You see, we have an actual organic social credit system. And that's, if you're a good, honorable, trustworthy person, then you will be received that way by your peers, by your friends, by your family. And you'll have a reputation that you've earned of an honest, trustworthy person that has integrity and does the right thing. Well, not everybody operates like that. Some people don't like to do the right thing. Some people are too lazy to do the right thing. Some people have no integrity, no honesty, no trustworthiness at all. Okay? Well, these people have found a common cause. And these people have found common ground. The common ground is they're sexual deviants and perverts. They're probably addicted to, I wouldn't even just say pornography. I would say they're watching things on the internet that you and I can't even imagine. And they don't want to have a social credit score where you have to earn your keep. They don't want to have a social credit score where your good deeds and actions over time are rewarded with a solid reputation and respect. They're not interested in that. This is their lazy way out. They found their common ground, their sexual perverts and deviants, and now they found their common cause, which is to destroy the innocence of the youth so that the new social credit system will not be about being a good person and earning the respect of your neighbors, your friends, and your family. It'll be about, oh, are you a good social justice warrior? Did you fly your pride flag? Did you change your online internet profile to a Black Lives Matter fist? Do you speak up for abortions? It's taking all the establishment, mainstream, corrupt corporate propaganda and turning it into their own ideology when it's not even about that. These are sexual perverts and deviants that have been rejected from society and civilization because of who they are. That is the truth. These people would never show their face in public because all of their friends and family have rejected them because they're losers. Because they're degenerate scumbags. But now they've been empowered. And normally, when civilization would say, we're not interested in you, we don't want to work in the same building as you, we don't want you around our children, our families, now they get to parade around in the streets and get access to your children in the classrooms. That's what this is. These are lifelong losers and degenerates that have conquered society.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD good night's sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, Back in Stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing, plus they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time-release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy. We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Donald Trump recently had a campaign event in Oakland County, Michigan. A couple of big highlights. First, he comments on the child genital mutilation and the villains trying to conquer our country.
And I will sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. Prohibited. And on day one, I will reinstate the Trump ban on transgenders in the military. We had it banned. Because our warriors should be focused on crushing American enemies, on being strong, on having the image of being strong. They have to be powerful. They have to be strong, especially when you see what's happening in the world today, not catering to radical gender ideology. This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists.
and we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
We pray. By the way, the first clip was from the Faith and Freedom Conference in D.C. this weekend. The second clip was from Oakland County. Now, we have a final statement here from Alex Jones today before Gerald Celente takes over in the fourth hour, and then I will see you on the War Room.
Why don't you put your hands together and welcome the one and only Alex Jones! All right, let's start over there. Come on.
Hello, Alex. Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. Go ahead. I can hear you a little bit.
Okay.
Guys, microphones, please. Just yell at me.
Okay. Hello, Alex.
Hey, brother.
Hey. Hey, my question is just kind of going into the rush to the border. I think what that is, in my opinion, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but I think that's a credit application with the central bank. Because as I understand it, the debt, or the interest on the debt, is serviced by income tax. So when you go to raise the debt ceiling, because I don't know if I noticed this, but every time they try to raise the debt ceiling, boom, there's a border rush. Or there's an illegal rush of immigration. And what I'm thinking is the central bank looks to the government and says, well, you don't have enough taxpayers, so you need to up the population of taxpayers.
Well, that's 100% a big factor. I mean, the system always makes it financial. And so because we kill our children here in America, we have a negative population growth without bringing the immigrants in. And the immigrants are fine, except they've been brought in because they collapsed the third world with 3 years of lockdowns. There's only a year here. It's been almost 3 years there. And they've done Gallup polls. 95% say it's because they, literally the factories, the farms, the ranches are shut. They're starving to death. So they're pretty much refugees and are victims of the UN that collapsed their countries when they bring them here. But it's admitted at the IMF and World Bank that they're bringing people in for replacement migration. That's official UN plan. Year 2000 to bring in replacement groups for the first world. But again, it'd be great to bring folks in as long as we teach about America and freedom. And instead of being brought in as a permanent underclass, what you're saying is not just your opinion observing. You're totally right, sir. It is actually built into the IMF World Bank actuaries to do that. But you have to ask yourself, why do they want to kill the first world having children and then bring in the third world? Because they've already enslaved them and programmed them, they believe, and bringing them in. But I see, despite this, God rising up and awakening the people that have been brought here and impoverished, and in many ways it's backfiring on them. So that's why they're so enraged. Austin.
Hi, Alex. I'm actually the caller that comes that calls in your program way too much, Judy in Florida.
Oh, hey, Judy. You don't call in way too much, but I recognize your voice.
Well, thank you. I just wanted to, because I get long-winded, so I just want to ask. I'd love to snap a picture with you and just shake your hand afterwards.
Well, let's do it right now. Get up here. Can't do this to everybody until the end, though. Love you all day. She wants a picture with the walrus. She gets one.
Walrus Jr.
Next.
Hi, Alex. I would like you to speak to what the plan is for people serving in the military. I have a son serving in the Marine Corps. He's a sergeant. He's been 10 years, and I'm concerned for him.
Absolutely. I'm really concerned for our military because that's so important to our history and our culture, and they're some of the best people. But then our military is captured from the top. And so the globalists want our military for the power it has, while they transfer things to the robot AI system. So the future's not human, according to the UN and Klaus Schwab and Noah Harari and the rest of them. You've all known Harari. And so they're using our military as guinea pigs. They're attacking our military. And it's just disgusting with the critical race theory and the transgenderism and things they're doing as a litmus test to drive out the good people. So it's a paradox. You want good men and women to stay in the military, but you also want them protected from what's happening. So the globalists went either way. The good people stay in, they can poison them. And then their minions come in, they can, you know, you basically rise them up to positions of power. But everybody needs to understand, people think that our military is like this secret hope, and like the Q people say, oh, it's all really all handled. The truth is, our military for 40 years at the top, at the, you know, one star up general level are almost all compromised and controlled and globalists that are put there. And so there's been a coup over our military at the top. And so it's really paradoxical. God has to sort that out. But only God's going to fix this, and God working through us. It's not going to be some magic president, though I think Trump's a good person. It's not going to be somebody, some military group. It's going to be us. Make no mistake. It's going to be the churches and people standing up like this church did and being an example to others and leadership. And so your son will have to make that decision for himself. But yes, martial law incoming. It's here. America is under globalist occupation at the top. They're trying to extend it down to the lower levels. They're trying to cause a race war. But I'm telling you, all the real numbers and demographics show it's causing more unity than ever. The people are waking up and coming together.
First of all, I just want to thank both of you because I met you both this morning. But for me, this pandemic took the wind out of my sails. My church fell apart. No pastors were talking about being strong and God and his power. They were all talking about masks and social distancing. So both of you have given me tremendous hope. And I hope everyone agrees with me on that.
Well,
thank you.
Making fear God. Absolutely. And that's the thing.
I'm afraid of God.
Well, exactly. That's the thing you were saying when I met you today. And he was, Pastor Brown was saying is that we cannot be afraid of the system and afraid of what's going to say and do, because submitting to it destroys us. And what he said is true, not just in his words, what he's seen as a pastor that knows thousands of ministers and people around the world. The churches that shut down, almost none of them came back. The enemy knew that. That shows, why are they, the topless bars and the liquor stores and the big box stores never closed, but churches had to close all over the world because the system's scared of what's happening in here. And think about that. The people that shut down believing they would come back stronger are gone. The people that didn't back down, whether it was businesses or churches, you name it, only got bigger. And the answer, and that's what it's about. When the darkness comes in, the light that's left is going to be that much stronger.
So my question is, with the border crisis, it seems to me they're bringing in military-age males. They're placing them all over the country. They're giving them money and phones. I personally think the whole defund the police is so they can bring in a UN police force, and they're going to use these immigrants to do it.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, mainly they're bringing them in for sex trafficking and slave labor. The Democratic Party places these women and children, mainly and young men, in operations and sweatshops all over the country, takes most of their paycheck, and signs them up for welfare under fake aliases. And so they're, most 90% are being exploited. But yes, there is a larger plan with military-age men who are leftist indoctrinated in UN camps before they get here, whether it's outside Europe or here, to then when they get messages or told, like Antifa, to go burn stuff down. So they are getting a certain cadre out of that, but, you know, I mean, the larger spectrum of things, we should control the border. It's a national security issue. But at the end of the day, what the devil means to hurt us, God turns around. And I have seen that if you actually reach out to those people, they're some of the most open to the truth, and that we can recruit them. Doesn't mean we don't control the border, but we need to reach out to all these immigrants, people brought here to be exploited. We need to get them over with God. They're hungry. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo
TurboForce, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is BrainForce. We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
No adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses. And it comes from a doctor who's been examining a group of Chesterfield smokers as part of a program supervised by a responsible independent research laboratory. Now, after a full year and 4 months, the doctor reports again, no adverse effects to the nose, throat, or sinuses from smoking Chesterfields.
A COVID jab shill, Peter Hotez, attacks Alex Jones, claims he never took money from Big Pharma. Now, he's really jumped the shark on this one, and he's playing a shell game. He says, I take money from Bill Gates and the NIH. Well, that's the top. They pay for policy, and then the research is done, the dummy research that they've requested, the outcome they want, and then that is given back to Big Pharma that then produces the poison and is given liability protection by the NIH and by the federal government, and then the money travels back to Bill Gates and a few other big companies and his tax-free foundation, then he pays no taxes.
About 10 years ago, we got approached by a group at the New York Blood Center led by Shibu Jiang and Lan Ying Du that had a pretty good idea for coronavirus vaccines. And at the time, nobody cared about coronavirus vaccines. They were sort of orphaned. And so we adopted it.
What about Big Pharma being tax exempt? And that's really what's happening here is that, you know, Bill Gates brags, oh, I get 20-to-1 return on my vaccine investment.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
It's been $100 billion overall that the world's put in. Our foundation is a bit more than $10 billion, but we feel there's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
Hotez has a lot, when I say a lot of nerve, I mean he has a lot of nerve to sit up there and tell the world that I am making this up.
And what do you have to say to people who think they're vaccine injured? Anything for them?
Don't come to my house.
I mean, do you have anything to say to people that think? Do you have anything to say to people? Yeah. I mean, do you think vaccine injuries are real, Peter?
Sure, he's worth $35 million on record. That's just what he shows on his taxes. $35 million, and the man is a pediatrician who runs a children's hospital, think guinea pigs. And he thinks your children should be made to take the shots?
It's all about mask compliance. That's going to be absolutely critical. Because if you don't have masks, remember, this virus aerosolizes. So even 6 feet is not enough. It can go 17, 18 feet, several meters. What we really have to do is have vaccine mandates in the schools. We should have a rule that anyone who walks into a school over the age of 12 has to be vaccinated. This is the nature of the anti-vaccine movement in this country. It's somehow married now to far right wing extremism and white nationalist group.
Anyone who's unvaccinated and has been lucky enough to escape COVID, your luck is about to run out.
And I call it anti-science aggression coming from Senator Rand Paul, Senator Johnson, members of the House of Representatives, in addition to those two senators, are killers. Starting to see now those same anti-vaccine messages that's coming out of the U.S. And now we're finding it in Africa and Latin America. And remember, what the other reason we're seeing this is the Putin government has, this has been reported by U.S. and British intelligence, has been piling on with this whole systematic program of what's being called weaponized health communications, trying to destabilize democracies with anti-vaccine, anti-science messages. The Biden administration has to realize that that anti-science is a killer. Disinformation. Yeah. It's not even just disinformation. This is an anti-science empire right now, and we need Homeland Security. We need the Justice Department. We've really got to figure this out. And Health and Human Services will not be able to figure this out on their own.
This is so criminal. This is so un-American. This is so evil. Plus, everything they said the last 3.5 years was a lie. These are epidemiologists. These are scientists. These are virologists. These are pathologists. They knew what they were doing, hurting the public and setting the precedent to weaponize big pharma and the media against the people and get away with murder. Because you can get away with murder, you can then do whatever you want, and you can play God. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Being on The Alex Jones Show. And as they said, you know, you need to support InfoWars because InfoWars is supporting you. And all we're getting is propaganda. Well, maybe we should call it impropaganda. That little arrogant clown that they just showed over here, this health expert. Look at this little slobby jerk. Hey, gutless little clown. Hey, gutless, you come over here and you tell me how stupid I am and that I should be dead for not taking the COVID jab, you little piece of scum. Come over here. Oh, hey, fat boy. I had a freedom rally over here when everything was locked down. When everything was locked down by another piece of scum, Andy Cuomo. My daddy was Mario. We're renaming the Tappan Zee Bridge. Yeah, that little clown of a jerk locked down everything. And I had a rally for peace and freedom. While I got this little clown boy, this hoax, yeah, hoax, you're nothing but a piece of scum. Who the hell are you to tell me what to do? Like all you politicians. Who the F are you to tell me what to do? Hey, hey,
Hey, arrogant little jerk. See this book? Natural Healing by Jack Saltanoff. First book I worked on, 1988. Natural Healing, no vaxes. Once upon a time, there was a thing called nature before the drug dealers took over. My former wife had serious ulcerative colitis. At 27 years old, they're going to take out her anus and her intestines and put it in a bag. This arrogant guy who was living in Chicago at the time, went to Northwestern University. He had the white coat on and everything. And this is like in the late 70s. And I'm not the guy I was then. I'm a young guy. And I said, I hear these things about vitamins and supplements. And he threw down his pencil and he said, I've never been grilled like this before. And he talked her into getting a laparoscopy. And she almost died from it. That's right. They screwed up the operation. And then we moved to Rhinebeck. That's when I became a trend forecaster. I quit my job over there in Chicago. I was the number two guy running a major trade association at 32 years old. And we found about this chiropractor. Chiropractors are at the head of everybody in this business. And the first thing he said to her, the word doctor means teacher and educator, and I'm going to teach you how to heal yourself. One of the first things he had to do was put avocado and tomato in a blender. You have to heal your intestines. They're ulcerative. Every time food passes through them, it starts bleeding. Okra. What Italian ever ate okra? Slimy, slimy thing. When she's going to the hospital, they're giving her bacon and eggs and pork chops. And I got this little slime ball boy over here, this little hoax, telling me what to do. You come here and try to tell me what to do. These are the jerks that are running and ruining our life. A whole crew of them. All he is one of the members of the club. When the COVID war broke out, you look at the cover of our Trends Journal. January 2020. Got that cover? It says coronavirus 106 dead in China. Our next line was 1.4 billion still alive. What are you telling me this stuff for? Not one word from these little prostitutes, these media whores that bow down to little scum like the Hotsberry over there. Yeah, you see the guy shaking his head as he's talking. Yeah, you're an expert. I only believe experts. Not one word about natural healing. Again, I had a rally. Probably 1,000 people here. Nobody died of COVID. Nobody died of COVID. All unvaxxed. And boy, do they hate me. I, Gerald Celente, am one of the most hated people in Little Kingston, New York. All these little libtards, Woodstock and Kingston, libtard land. Why, how dare I have a rally for peace and freedom when you can't come into our store, into our shop, if you don't show your vax passport? We hate you, Celente, for having a peace and freedom rally. On May 27th, not one word of coverage. We had a rally. You could go to OccupyPeace.com like nothing in America. Like nothing in America. Not one word from the major media, sent out thousands and thousands of press releases. Not even a stupid little local paper here covered it. But they cover little crap heads like this guy. Yep. Natural healing is not allowed. You are a conspiracy theory if you believe in God and nature. You are only supposed to believe in the drug dealers. That slime ball Bill Clinton, every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad. Yeah, that guy that allowed the drug dealers to put their ads on TV. It was banned before that. It was 1997. Yep. Oh, and by the way, I did work for Warner Lambert, which was bought out by Pfizer. So I saw the other side. I've been there. Yeah. It's only America and New Zealand. The only two countries where they allowed the drug dealers to put on all these ads, because that's where they make their tax revenue, their ad revenue, rather. That's where they get their money from. Yeah. It's a disgrace. But again, you go to InfoWars, and they have a lot of these natural healing products. Yep. To build up your immune system. Again, with the COVID war, not one word about getting in good shape, getting healthy. Not one word. And that little clown 6 feet apart, seven. What are you talking about? What, the wind blowing straight lines? Oh, and the mask you're wearing? The mask, you little clown jerk? You little piece of arrogant, jerky, hotsberry? And I'll call you that to your face. You're a lying, lying piece of crap. Yeah, maybe you're too stupid to read the box, jerk. These masks. Ready? Where is it here? Where's the disclaimer? These masks help, but do not eliminate exposure to the risk of disease or infection. Yep. Why then am I wearing them? Says it right here. They do not eliminate exposure to the risk of any disease or infection. Huh. Son of a gun. Yep. There you go. So listen, support InfoWars because they got products that can support you. We'll be right back.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund our operation.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Here we are. Yep. Those are the clowns. Those are the health experts telling us what to do. Look at this guy who became a girl. Look at this little freak telling me about health. Lola. L-O-L-L-O-L-A. This is how low this country has fallen. And people like myself that used to be on Oprah, the Today Show, Fox, you name it, banned. Don't want to hear the truth, Salenti. We get paid to tell the lies of big pharma, drug dealers. Yep. Look at that clown who's the head of the United States Health Department. Yep. Lola. Oh, I love the drag she's in, man. What? Looking hot. Looking hot. Look at this. This is like a cartoon that you can't make up. It's the cartoon of the COVID war. One of the first things that people did when COVID broke out, they ran out and fought each other to buy toilet paper. Yep. And these are the clowns telling us what to do, along with the politicians. And that's why we have these shirts that are now available to you when you go to trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com. Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? Yep. Here it is. Ba-ba-ba-ba. So, going back to the COVID war. Again, wrote about it in detail. Our magazine was the first to call it a hoax. January 28th, 2020. It was not a pandemic. The World Health Organization called it a pandemic in March of 2020, when just worldwide, only several thousand people out of the 8 billion died allegedly of COVID. And the numbers showed who was dying. Mostly old people and people with pre-existing comorbidities. So then when you look at a clown sloppy jerk like Lola, of the 61% of 1 to 17-year-olds, according to the CDC, that were hospitalized because of COVID, were obese. Yep. And America, we're number one. We're number one. We're number one in the world. We're the most obese of the major countries. If I was elected, I want a fat tax. The more you weigh, the more you pay. I don't want to pay for your problems because you're bringing up the price of everything in the medical field. So here are some studies that just came out. Cancer rates are climbing among young people. It's not clear why. Oh, yes, it is. You read the article, and then buried into the article, the main suspect researchers point to is obesity, which has climbed steadily since the 1960s and becoming more common in childhood and adolescence. The increase in obesity-related cancers have been, quote, more dramatic, end quote, than those among other types, suggesting obesity is the big contributor to the spike in early onset cases, said the instructor at Harvard Medical School. All right. So I just took out the name, the domain name, blimpitis, because that's what America is suffering from, blimpitis. And then you go back to the 1960s. I was there. Yep. You look at the pictures of Woodstock, 1969. There's no blimps. No blimps. So here's the story, and this is why people hate me really for this, especially the women. Now, I don't like Lola. Take it easy. I like those beautiful girls. It's when women went into the workforce and stopped raising their children. Yeah. And put them in, yeah. Isn't that great? Let's make a movie. Now, I'm so happy. Again, I don't want to pay for this. I want a fat tax. The more you weigh, the more you pay. They're going to be in the hospital. They're going to driving up the cost of everything. So, going back to mothers stop raising their kids. I wouldn't be me if my mother, may her soul rest in peace, didn't raise me. She was cooking every day. There were five kids at the time, when there were seven. She didn't have us in daycare centers, which are nothing more than nursing homes for little kids, where you're out of your mind as a kid growing up and you don't have your mother there to help raise you. Or if the women worked in factories in those days, the grandparents, the aunts were raising, it was still the family. And they're feeding you crap. They're feeding you processed crap. So you eat crap and you think crap. You're in a daycare center. The facts are here. Obesity blew up when the women stopped raising their children and gave it to low-paid strangers with other screaming kids around you to feed the kids. Yep. Now, let's say, you know, a mother had to, you know, she doesn't have a husband, doesn't have a family, you know. 41% of the kids today are from single mothers. Yep, single parents. I took my sister out of a nursing home. And she lives here since December. She sits out in front of my building. She had two strokes. She's out of it. But she's really coming back now. And she watches people walk down the street in a wheelchair. I sit next to her. She goes, oh, oh, oh. She sees these blimps with purple hair, the guys, the women, a freak show. She's never seen this before. The whole United States is devolving in front of our eyes. But it's okay. It's okay. Hey, I just went on InfoWars and I saw that they're banning coal and wood-fired pizza ovens in New York City. This is anti-Italian. Italian lives matter. What the hell are you talking about? Pollution? It's nothing. You are anti-Italian. There's a black mayor that's anti-Italian. How's that? This is poisoning New York City? Italian lives matter. Can't eat good pizza anymore? No, go to Domino's. Don't get the real thing. What are you talking about here? How many coal burning ovens are there? This is anti-Italian. Yep. We'll be back.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemo Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemal Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect, and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula, and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, It's Alex Jones. Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And again, do everything you can to support InfoWars, because they're doing everything they can to support you. As we are with the Trends Journal. And there's no magazine, there's no peer magazine in the world like what we're giving you. Last week was 166 pages, no ads. And you could, it has a PDF where you could listen to it. And it's only $2.86 a week. So please don't tell me we can't afford it. Again, the toilet paper record's $4 a day, Wall Street Journal $5 a day. And no magazine in the world gives you trends analysis and trend forecasts of the major socioeconomic and geopolitical events shaping the future. It's the only magazine where you read history before it happens. So speaking on the terms of what's going on, you know, I just took a break. You know, the NASDAQ is down a bit. We had forecast in November that the S&P 500 would go up at least 16% this year. It's up 14%. It's near the top. Again, we forecast this would happen. We're the only ones that did that. We said at least 16%. It's at 14%. Now, with this whole AI thing building up day after day, week after week, night after night, they're saying, is this the next dot-com bust? Well, here's your Trends Journal from October 1999. Dot-com this. I had forecast the dot-com bubble would burst by the second quarter of 2000, and it did. In March, it broke. And by the way, people forget this. One of my sayings is when all else fails, they take you to war. The NASDAQ was down some 66% before 9/11. And then we're going to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. And 88% of the people swallowed the crap spewing out of that little boy of nothing, George Bush. Yep. Start the Afghan war, the war on terror, the war on terror against we the people that robbed us of our rights. So going back, is this a dot-com bust? No. The reason why I had forecast it back in 1999, this whole Y2K thing, people were making stuff up. The internet revolution just began in the early 90s, just started to really take off in around 94. And then they started making stuff up. Same thing that happened, by the way, with the bust of the Silicon Valley Bank. When the geeks locked down everything, they were the first to lock down. The whole business went way up because people are working from home, buying everything, can't go out. Yep. So that built up their business, and then they started investing in a lot of fake things, and that's what brought the bank down. This AI, yes, there are a lot of overvalued companies. But this AI is real in a very, very fake sense. It's the same way of how musicians, so many of what the great musicians went out of business and future musicians when things became digitized. I remember getting in an argument with a guy who worked for NBC back in 1984, how proud he was that they fired the musicians, because they could all do this now, you know, it's the whole MTV time. So what they're doing is with this chat, there's a lot of positive elements of it, but there's a lot of negative of it. But it's going to keep expanding.
So we don't, yes, there are going to be companies that are overvalued. And again, we don't look at things whether we like them or dislike them. We call it what it is. We're political atheists. And so the people that are saying that this is a dot-com bust, we totally disagree. That's on the economic front. What's going to bring down the global economy are higher interest rates. You're already looking at a recession in Germany, which is what, the fourth largest GDP in the world? And you're looking at manufacturing going down in China and other countries. Yeah, people are spending more, you know, on services and things. And by the way, insurance prices on cars are going way up. You're spending more on that too. Yeah. So they could just keep stealing all the money they can from us. So going back to all of this, what's going to bring down the economy if they raise interest rates two more times? Again, it's summertime and the living is easy. So people aren't, you know, they don't get too hot about what's going on. You know, I want to have a vacation, this and that. The reality is going to hit by the, I'm going to say the third week of September into October and November. Because what you're going to start seeing then is the kind of orders that the big department stores made for holiday season and what they see coming. Reality starts to set in after the holidays. So when you look at the market crashes, they come in October and March. March follows the Christmas holidays. October follows the summer holidays. We are going to go into the worst geopolitical and socioeconomic crisis in modern history as we see it. And again, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. We just provide the facts. And then we give our, make it very clear, our trends analysis and trend forecast. So we're going into very rough times. And we're suggesting to people prepare, prevail, and prosper. And one of the ways you can do it, too, is buy all these great products that they have from InfoWars. Because you're going to want to have some storage stuff, too. This is going to go down big and it's going to go down hard. Oh, and about the war in Russia, this thing, you know, this guy who headed a Wagner group, you know, this guy was in the catering business. I kept looking at this guy, and I said, this guy doesn't look like a fighter to me. Doesn't look like a fighter. I'm a fighter. I'm a fighter. I used to teach close combat, have my own school. If you attack me, I'll kill you. If you don't attack me, everything's fine. We attack only the attacker. As my father used to say, may he rest in peace, when you had them down, show them no quarters. Because if you let them up, they're going to beat you. So again, I don't want to get in a fight, but I'm a fighter. And I look at that guy, he's no fighter. No, this isn't going to overthrow Putin. Here's our forecast. Because of what just happened, now the Russian troops are going to go to war with Ukraine big time. And this is the beginning of the end of it. But don't worry about it. When all else fails, they take you to war. And the United States, the UK, look at the UK going down. Talked about raising interest rates. They just raised them 50 basis points as inflation is skyrocketing and the economy is going down the crapper. And millions of people are going to be losing their homes because of adjustable rate mortgages that are coming up. As interest rates go up. And they're supplying more and more weapons. And now they're talking Ukraine saying that Russia's going to blow up the nuclear plant that they are in control of. Of course, they're not going to do that, but that's the lie coming out. So this Wagner thing, this is only going to propel the war more. So we totally disagree with the mainstream media saying, because all they are prostitutes. The media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and the government war masters. So InfoWars is giving you what you're not getting anywhere else. So stay tuned because we have a lot more coming up.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting you done.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. Yep, and I'm waging a war against corruption and the corruption of these little low-life politicians. Who's your favorite jerk that you like to listen to? I like Gutson Gavin Newsom, an arrogant little boy. My daddy was a lawyer for the Gettys. Oh, no. I like Witless Whitmer over there in Michigan. Des Moines in Ohio. No, little Lindsey Graham, a clown whose crap you keep hearing.
day after day, week after week, year after year, a fat little slob that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag but loves war. I like Mitch McConnell. No, no, no. Chucky Schumer is the Slimer for me. I like Diane Not-So-Feinstein. Hey, how about that handsome, really elegant man, the Fetter Man? Oh, yeah. Come in, dress like a slob, and blow out crap. Hey, politicians, who the F are you to tell me what to do? And you get your T-shirt at trendsjournal.com to spread the word. And by the way, this is the back of it. Dun, da, da, da. Brought to you by my cousin Liz. Yep, hey, politicians. And you need to support InfoWars because the amount of information that they're giving you in so many different ways you can't get anywhere else. Again, we have a trend forecasting magazine, which is different than InfoWars. What InfoWars is giving you, it's different in a whole variety of ways. So support them, and they got great sale going on now that you're not going to want to miss because it's Independence Day. And you want to be independent. You want to take advantage of this 4th of July specials that they have. And they got a load of great products out there. And what do they have? They got Brain Force Plus, 50% off. And again, they're selling, you're ringing the 4th of July, you're celebrating true patriotism, and you're supporting the number one alternative news source in the fight for truth against tyranny. And that's what we have. Like I said, these little clowns, these little, how can you take orders from these jerks? So anyway, they got Brain Force Ultra is 50% off. Prebiotic fiber, 50% off. One after another, 50% off. Organic green fiber caps. And they got the ultimate fish oil, and that's 40% off. Bone broth, 40% off. A whole bunch of super female vitality, 60% off. And, of course, I love that super male vitality. And you got vitamin D gummies, 25% off. You got all InfoWars MD products, 30% off. And again, this is a crucial time, and it's time to take a stand in the fight for our republic that our founding fathers fought for that are being stolen from us. And we have not only globalist censorship, it's censorship everywhere, and the attacks are at an all-time high. And they want to shut us down and destroy our Second Amendment, First Amendment, and Second Amendment rights, among others. And that's why your support is so crucial. And you purchase these products. Again, it's a 360 win. You get these super high-quality items, which you really need now. And because things are going down and you have to build up your immune system and get in the best shape you can. And you don't only help yourself, you help launch InfoWars into the next level. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Visit it today. All right. You know, I was going back to the past Trends Journal, and I haven't read this thing in a long time. Again, it's 1999. You ready for this? The narcissistic 90s. Big houses, big cars, and big mountains. We'd forecast what was going to happen. My generation became the biggest sellouts, the baby boomers. Yeah, we were the anti-war group, all for the environment and everything else. And then everybody started building these stupid, ugly houses when the 90s started taking off with the internet revolution. Big, ugly cars. All the styles of the cars were gone. Looked like Hearsts. The cars today, see these big Cadillacs. Looked like Hearst when I was a kid. There's no style. It's all gone. And there was another article over here. Weird, wired and out of touch. You ready for this? Again, this is 1999. Contrary to the illusion that the wired world has brought about a creative and informed society, there is a hidden cost to 24/7 360 connection. The excess of the new electronic medium that causes people to be endlessly available and constantly communicating are sapping creativity and stifling imagination.
with mouse continually moving, the mouse continually clicking, and the mind constantly engaged, terminally wired, have lost those moments of contemplation so necessary to creative development. Again, this is 1999, 24 years ago. If the focus is on communication, it is most likely coming at the expense of contemplation and reflection. To track trends effectively, to see the future forming, it is necessary to spend countless quiet hours reading information from a variety of sources and assessing the implications of events and action. Again, this is 1999. To profit from trends, it is necessary to develop strategies appropriate to the movements identified and analyzed. This process cannot be maximized under the pressure of the interruptions of an online, on-call, on-demand atmosphere. By the way, but the way of the wired, we say, won't give way. In fact, as technology continues to develop, there will be greater intrusions and a further erosion of private time and creative space. Those intent upon being trend focused must recognize the choices needed to be made. And here we are. Again, this is 1999, and I started reading this. I said, I can't believe we wrote this. New Millennium Mindset. Yep. And it's the whole thing about how people were, you know, on their phones everywhere Like secondhand smoke, the self-involved jabbering on cellular phones in public spaces pollutes privacy and invades the mental space of the unwillingly exposed. Yeah, I don't want to hear somebody. This is when the whole cell phone thing, all of my buddies, by the way, I did work for the cellular telecommunications industry going back to 1994. Did a major study for them. This is when they had boxes in the trunks of cars with aerials. And I've been studying the radio frequency radiations and things, you know. Again, you look at the study that came out from the University of California, Berkeley, if you're on a cell phone for 17 minutes a day for 10 years, your chances of getting a brain tumor only increased by 60%. So all my buddies back in when the cell phones started to become more popular around 2000, when they became, you know, handle, you could use them. Every one of them said, I'm not going to get one of those things. I'm not going to be connected to that damn thing. I'm going to take over my life. No way. And all of a sudden, my friends, you get a cell phone. Well, you got a cell phone? Well, you know, if my car breaks down, then I have something here. I said, when the hell is your car break down? You got to call somebody. I'm driving all these years. My car never break down when I had to go. I got a flat tire or something. My car breaks down. I need some help. I wave. Somebody help me, you know? They all got cell phones. I never got a cell phone. I got a flip phone that I take only when I travel and I forget about it all the time. I won't carry one. We've lost our creativity. They got it wrong in the King James Bible. They say the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth. Look who they showed before I got on the show. That little arrogant, slobby vax King Gates. Hey, all you billionaires, how come you don't give any money to Occupy Peace? Because you're pieces of crap. No billionaires give money for peace. Nope. Only to get the jab. Only for war. War whores and jab freaks. But we could change it. And the people listening to InfoWars, that change, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. And you are them, and we are with you. We're in it together. United we stand, divided we die. It's
So get your shirts at trendsjournal.com. Support the Trends Journal and support it.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlavi. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. I want to say Brainforce is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.